views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Da-da-da-da-da! She's out on the other side. And wow, what I learned from this little journey of losing my way, or not losing my way, but finding my way out of something that's been buried very deep for a long, 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 long time. And that's what this work's all about, guys. You find out what that is, and you move into more expanded freedom. That's just the way it goes. It's very exciting, and I can't wait to get into it. But first of all, if you're new with us, you have found quite an amazing community. Tough love, unconditional love, the truth, and how to take your life back into your own hands for your own creation. I want to say, if you want to speak with the channel today, please press 1 now so Stephen can get you in the lineup and we know about how many people want to speak. Okay, so I've got some info for you about our next webinar, which is August 30th from 7 to 9. The plan of your life. They gave us some information. I always ask, you know, is there anything that is coming in around what is coming up for us? First of all, you can't even create the plan of your life without being in alignment. Now, I want you all to stop. Can you absolutely, in one sentence, describe to me what the word alignment means? That when we use this word, what the heck are we talking about anyway? What does it mean to even be in alignment? So we have to get really clear about that before we even begin to make the plan of our life. Secondly, how the charge of you, whatever charge you're putting out there, how that affects how you make your plan and how it's executed. So if you don't understand your charge, how you create that charge, how you put it out there, how it bounces off the ionosphere and comes back to you, along with sending out the signal to the universe around what you create, it's going to be really challenging to have the plan of your life that you say you want coming in. The third thing is focus, right? And they gave me, I think I can, the little engine that could, right? It kept its focus on the top of the hill. I think I can. But the channel also really wanted to increase that or stress that we have to for the plan of our lives, shift that I think I can into I know I can. And fourth, how do you integrate all of yourself into the plan that you want? How do you integrate all of yourself? All of these things are going to be covered in the webinar on August 30th. I created this webinar during my hiatus from the show, so we would be sure we were going to be able to do it. So I hope you all join me. You know, these webinars, they're just off the charts. We get off them and we go, oh my gosh, new information, expanded information, new freedom from the stuff that comes in. I want to thank all of you that responded to my last e-blast and my last radio show. Your support and your love and your thanks for this work and your thanks for me being so honest about my own stuff. But this is how it works, guys. You see your life not working the way you want, right? And you make a commitment, I don't want this anymore. So what I want is, and I said, I don't want to be happy on the set anymore. I want to be happy. I want to be more peaceful. Now, you know, we talked a lot about acceptance and adaptation. So during the show today, I want you to look at how many of you are fighting your acceptance of something. Well, yeah, I know, but. Yeah, I know, but I'm right. Yeah, I know, but they oughta. Yeah, I know, but. Okay, it's not going to help you move into acceptance and peace, and it certainly is not going to fulfill the plan of your life if that is unconditional love and peace and harmony and joy. Okay, so I have to tell you how this shift affected my life and my life on the set this quickly. And I have had so many experiences of this, guys. And this is what I mean when you shift you, your world shifts around you. So I shared last week that I found two conflicting beliefs, which opened up a whole other thing in the work, because it specified more finding beliefs that were in conflict within each of us, but they're in conflict against each other, which is why we can't integrate. So one of them was, the world looks at me as less than. The other one is, but really, I'm superior, so I have to show them that. Now, you can see the conflict in that, right? Everybody sees me as less than, but I know I'm more than, and I have to prove it. And that's kind of what was playing out on the set. So this comes from a lot of my, again, go to 7, back to the time of conception. You'll find a lot of answers about what's running you, right? And I got that message from day one. We were poor. We were not part of society in my family. My dad was out of work. He was an alcoholic. And yet I, and my talent and my soul that I came in with, rose above all that to be cheerleader, to be homecoming queen. So a lot of dichotomies going on in my childhood. And I got to those and I went, oh my God, this just, it blew me away how much sense it made to me. So I did the work around it. I brought everything into balance. I said, okay, I'm going to walk onto that set knowing that they see me as an equal, knowing that they respect what I do and who I am and my body of work. And I'm just going to know that we're all on each other's side. Well, the first thing that happened, we were in this scene, and there was a paragraph that was very important, not particularly well written. The challenge is they don't really oftentimes say what they're trying to say because they overthink it. And the writer, who I had had some challenges with, came to me and said, Dee, would it help you if you just put it in your own words? Now, we're through 2 seasons, and this has never happened before, okay? And I just looked at her, and I said, it would help so much. It would give me the freedom to say what I think you're really trying to say here. And she said, please. I kept reading it, and it's a little overwritten, isn't it? And so I, you see, we came together as equals. We respected each other. We started working together, and the scene ended up quite beautifully. Now, that could have never happened when I had to hold on to those two beliefs, that we're in conflict with each other, but setting me up in different ways. That's how fast it turns around. I have goosebumps telling you about it, because it has happened to me so many times in my life with this work. When you shift, the world shifts around you because you get out of your own way. Okay, so very, 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 very exciting. I had one of our community write me, I love this. You know, at Hillary Clinton's campaign, they had a lot of signs that said, love trumps hate, right? And she wrote me and she said, you know, bringing our work and the light workers' work into that, I am seeing it as love trumps hate. In other words, Trump with apostrophe S, love his hate. And I love that because she's right. You know, I tell you all the time, we've got to throw love at things we don't like. Now, I've had another of our community write me and say, look, Dee, I am supporting Trump, and I would like to know what Hillary serves in this campaign. And I wrote her back and said, would you be willing to come on the show and talk about this? Because, of course, we want all the information we can get, guys. So unfortunately, I never heard back from that person, but I think it's an important thing for us to look into. And I want everybody to know that I am not for a person. I am for the vibration of balance and clarity and acceptance that the different people seem to be igniting in the collective consciousness. That's where my focus is. If you want more clarity on that, pull up the New York Times on your computer and watch the video that they have. And they're pretty much as unbiased as we can get, or factual as we can get, in our press coverage now. Watch the coverage of some of Mr. Trump's speeches and what goes on and the slurs that come out of a lot of the people that support him. But let's go back to Hillary. The first thing, and I'm doing this right on the moment because I was told not to do it before. The first thing, we're going to the sheet, first sheet, 1 through 5. Okay, the cocktail on the sheets, 1 through 5, is all about the charge and the electrical charge that is being sent out. The highest word they're giving me is balance. So Hillary is sending out a charge of balance. That's one of her jobs in this campaign, is to stay balanced and keep the balance. Okay, now we're going to the divine feminine. So let's get clear about what the heck the divine feminine, what's its job? Okay, sheets, book, song, movie. Well, the first movie they give me, and I don't usually go here, everybody, is E.T. And that's keeping your heart open. So the divine feminine's job is to, okay, keep the balance of an open heart while we're moving ahead in our power. So without the two, you have imbalance. Your heart has to be open while you're accessing and moving on your power in any creation. That's a perfect definition. Okay, so those are the two major things that they're playing out, that she's playing out, that her role is in this. But the whole, really, you can objectively stand back and see that a lot of what's playing out is exactly what played out with me on this set. The world sees me as less than, so I have to come forward and show that I'm more than. And what we're working toward is that equality, how the equality of how we see each other. And that equality cannot come from separatism. So whomever is creating more of the separatism is not serving the divine feminine in holding the balance. And the best thing we all can do is to love our country, respect our country, and claim, demand, pray, hold the vision of the best person that is in alignment with power in the divine feminine, clarity, justice, integrity, and love, that we are putting in our order that person rise to the occasion and be elected our next leader. Okay, wow, I didn't think I was going to get into all that, but we are going, we are going to the calls now. Let me see. We've got a lot of people on the calls today, guys, a lot of people. So we're going to start with Eileen in New York. Hi.
Hi. Nice. You know, everything you said resonated so well for me.
And,
you know, I read your blog and I went through my own darkness this week that, honestly, I woke up this morning and looked at my guides and I said, well, I'm here. And, you know, it was a challenging week, but you're right. It can't come from anybody else but me.
Yeah, guys, yeah. You know, you can find ways to make yourself feel better, and you should, whether it's 60s music or petting dogs works for me every time. But they want to give you two conflicting beliefs, Eileen, that are holding you in this quandary here. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please, darling.
That's a tough one.
No, just get out of the way. They'll give it to you. Get out of your head. Let it pop in.
Immortal Beloved.
Okay. All right. So, no. We're just taking the words. Immortal Beloved. So forever and ever and ever and ever, I'll love you. Forever and ever and ever and ever, you'll be beloved by me. So who, you know, there's a belief going on that you actually can, will, and must lose somebody's love. So you know how the show works, guys. If it's hers, it's ours. So love must be lost somewhere, sometime. Okay, that's the first belief. That's the highest, most correct, most complete. Yes. Second belief is we're going to the sheets, and we're going to a core belief. Again, the sheets are the sheets of 20 years or more now that I information, and you can get them at the Balance Podcast on IMD Wallace. Here. 16. Okay, I'm scared to death to go. So to go in this case is I'm scared to death to go into the belief that I can be loved forever. Because somebody left you. Why am I going to your dad?
What? I don't know.
Well, your dad left you in some way. Mentally, physically, spiritually. How did he leave you?
Well, I mean, he died in another city and I couldn't get there.
Okay, well, interestingly enough, that's where we're going. So, All right. So let's try and put these two things together. So I have to believe, be loved forever. I can't. That's the highest word. I can't be loved forever. Because, is that the next word? Because I can't get to the people who love me. Now, highest, most correct, most complete. Okay, so I can't be loved forever because I can't get to the people who love me. Okay, so Eileen, what's going on in your life? And you may, it may be a metaphor that you have to look at, but what love can't you get to right now?
Well, my immediate family doesn't live here. They're on the West Coast.
Yeah, they're not talking physically, though.
Well, I guess I don't feel that intimate love anymore, and I miss it.
Okay, and it, yet at the same time, you feel like you can't get there. See, I want you to think in metaphors,
yeah.
Not physically.
Okay.
So you can't get there because you think you can't get there. When you think you can get there again and it's safe to go there, then you'll be able to create that. But you've got to turn the belief around that you can do it first. Do you understand?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So that when we want something and we believe we can't have it, or everything we do feels like it's against us, then we go into depression.
Yeah.
So you, knowing that you are the creator of that love, is going to bring you out of this darkness.
Okay.
I want to know, does this resonate with you?
Very much so, yeah.
Okay. All right. So your first step is, I'm going to choose to know and be open to the fact that I absolutely can get to this creation of love that I want. And I'm going to allow it, and I'm going to allow all parts of me that aren't integrated within that to fall away. Because I am committed to knowing that I can get to this within myself. Okay?
Yes.
That's your homework.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a great start here, guys. I want you all to look at where you're fighting yourself. Where you're fighting yourself. Carmen, you're on. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good. Two quick things. I went and had an energetic session with someone, and it immediately caused vertigo, which I've looked up in the book. And then there's a congestion and a pressure on the nose. So I was wondering what that was about.
It's about you fighting it. And that makes perfect sense to me, because for the whole time you've worked with our community, Baby Case,
yep.
The channel keeps giving you the same messages, but you won't let go of whatever it is just to move on. That it's perfectly what was happening to me on the set. I just wouldn't let go of, I've got to be right, you're wrong. So let's get to what you're not letting go of. There's two belief systems here going on.
Okay.
Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
Shoot, E.T. I never do E.T.
Okay. Well, again, you think you have to close down your heart to get what you want, Carmen. And that's just, I mean, they just gave it to us in the political thing. You can't create what you want. That's alignment. You can't be in alignment with, do you understand, guys? You have to be the frequency before you can create the frequency. So if you're looking for love, then you have to create the frequency of love within yourself. So you go do whatever helps you manifest that frequency within you. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing, we're going to the sheets, and we're going back to a core belief. Here, here, one, three, four. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. Okay, sit down. I know you'll be doing this next webinar because you do them all. But make a plan and stick to it. And the first thing you have to stick to is keeping your heart open. You go in, you go out, you go in, you go out. And that's what we're all doing. Why can't I? Why can't I get here? Why can't I get here? You got to hold your focus on I'm there. But you have to know what there is. So what do you want, Carmen? What do you want right now? Boom, boom, boom. Tell me.
Consistent creation, I think is what I would say.
You're always in consistent creation. Whether you're creating what
you want
or you're creating what you don't want, you're always consistently creating.
Good point.
What do you want to create consistently?
A thriving business, a romantic partner, and blah, blah, same old, same old.
Well, okay, but you see, you have a belief, again, that you can't. And that's what closes your heart down. So we've got a theme.
You know
here,
what?
Going
okay,
on.
So can I add?
Yeah.
Not necessarily that I have a belief that I can't. Well, and this might tie into it. I'm just really good at distracting myself from focusing on what I want. So then I end up distracted and I lose
the
momentum.
Yes, you do that because you have a core belief that you can't create what you want. And so your mind goes, all right, well, I'll distract you so you can't hold focus and that'll give you what you want. And by the way, I'll close your heart down too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that.
Because that protects you from feeling not getting what you want. Give up the fight. Give up the fight. We all have to give up the fight.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I think that, yeah, it's perfect. It confirms for everything that I had.
Good. Quit struggling. Quit struggling. Guys, we have a belief like the old-time religion that you've got to struggle to be spiritual and do this manifestation thing. You know, Reva sent me this great conversation between Wayne Dyer and Abraham. And as enlightened as Wayne Dyer was and as great a teacher as he was, Abraham shows him over and over and over and over and over again why he's out of alignment.
You know what else I noticed about that Abraham Wayne Dyer encounter is back to what you're saying, that the first thing that you said about how we think we're less than, so we have to be more than.
Yeah.
And I felt that throughout, that he was feeling a little less than, and so he would end up actually talking over Abraham and not really listening to what Abraham was saying.
And every other sentence was, I wrote this book, I wrote that book, I did this,
absolutely.
I did that.
Absolutely. I think that's what it is. It's so in your face.
If you can order it, guys, it's a great teaching tool.
Yeah, I ordered it. I have it.
Yeah.
It's also on YouTube. If you don't want to order it, the full thing is on YouTube.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
I urge you, if you really want to get this, go listen to, and you're going to have to listen to it 3 or 4 times to really get it.
I think I'm on like 12. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why you're here today, asking what you're asking, Carmen.
Okay.
Because you're ready, willing, and able now to give up the BS. As I was, you know, this week when all that went down. And I'm telling you, your whole energy lightens up. You become free. You become happy again. Lanny said to me, my gosh, my Deanna's back.
Oh.
Because it affects every part of you. But what I want you to know is when oftentimes you're in that darkness, that means you're swimming up to the light. You took a big dive, and you're swimming up to the light. But let the current bring you. Don't have to struggle. If you listen closely, those of you guys that are watching the Olympics, you'll pick up a lot of tips, you know, like the gymnastics team. I don't want them to make a big deal out of it. Caroli said, I want this Wednesday night to be like every Wednesday night when they hang out with their friends.
Yeah.
Not struggle, ease. And they said, no, we don't want them to come to practice. We want them to go have fun because their brains relax and realign. Listen to what the pros are doing that you've been taught all year through the channel. All right,
okay.
Baby. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you later. Yeah.
Bye.
All right, bye.
All right, Lynn, you're up. What's up?
Oh, hi. Okay, well, I'm ready, willing, and able to give up the BS. Where am I where am I in conflict with myself?
Okay. We're going to the first sheet. It's the charge, Lynn. And the charge you're sending out is, that came in, is the world's against me. Now, what they want you to know is it's a heck of a lot better. You've come a long way with that. But like we know, guys, you peel the onion, you peel the onion, you peel the onion. It, like Abraham says, it's just about expansion. It's all about expansion and understanding more and more and more. So they want to give you the biggest place, and they're going to your mother. Can you see where your mother gave you that message, the world's against us?
She was always frightened for my safety. She was always like, have you eaten? And I had eating disorders, you know. It was like everything was about,
okay, so I got it. So basically, I'm scared to death that I can't create me. I'm scared to death that I can't create my own eating. I can't create my own money. I can't create my own health. I can't create my own balance.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Which is the fear that the country is in right now. Oh, my gosh, for the first time in a long time, can our country save itself? We
right.
don't want to save ourselves. We want to create ourselves. So if you can, and you can, choose to completely make that shift, I choose to know that I can create me and create me and my world the way I want it to be. You will be home, Lynn. You will be home to the home of you. And they're saying, they want to stress, please look and see 5 years ago how long you've come, how far you've come.
Yes,
from 5 years
I know
ago.
That. I know that, and I am lighter, and I feel happier, and it literally feels like I'm at the light, and I just need to, like, pop through
this. Okay, let me correct that.
Okay.
Guys, if you're going to make it easy, you have to know you are the light. You don't have to do anything to get to the light because the light is all there is. And Source is loving you whether you're in pain, whether you're in joy, whether you have money, whether you're not. Do you understand? It's all good with Source. Source is here. God is here. Love is here to simply embrace you and love you no matter what you choose to go through. Okay? So you're already the light, Lynn. What we're all wanting is to be able to experience it more. I want to experience that light more and more and more and more and more. And to do that, I'm giving up, giving over, giving in the highest possible positive idea of those words. I'm allowing. That's what allowing is, and that's a darn good definition of alignment. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet. Love you, honey.
Love you.
All right. Let's see. I want to go to some of these people that have been on for a long, long time. Hi, Susan. You're on. What's up, babe?
Hi. I just wanted you to know that not last Thursday, but the other Thursday passed, I decided to open my heart up and do what I wanted to do. And went out and went painting, and then I went to the David Bowie tribute concert, and I met the most fantastic man there.
Oh, Susan, great.
He was standing there with two beers, and I go, oh, you brought me a beer. How wonderful. And we've been together ever since, because I just started being myself and just loving, you know, dancing and doing. And he just loves my spirit, and he just adores me.
Well, that's wonderful, Susan. You've been wanting to create that for a long, long, long time. And, you know, I think you should try and find an archived show from about 3 years ago, they're saying, and find yourself and listen to where you were and how heavy you were and what a victim you were and how plagued financially you were, and just take time to really celebrate who you are now. Because, you see, you were always this person. You were always this light. You just had to get out of your way. It's a great testimonial to what we've been talking to on the show so far. Beautiful.
I'm painting. I'm just, everything is just coming together. Just things are flowing so easily.
Yep.
It's just beautiful. I've got to put my paintings up so you can see them. I am just so happy,
and
just so very happy.
And my beautiful person, that's what it's all about. Can you be happy for no reason? Whoever wrote that book, she had the right title. And the channel is saying, get those paintings up for the world to see, Susan.
He's a graphic artist too, and he loves my work. I told him about my website. He went right to it. He goes, I love your stuff. I can see it on bags and stuff. I want to work with you. And he wants to take me out and do all kinds of things. He's got to go kayaking and hiking. And I mean, he's got this whole idea of all these things he wants to do together.
Well, good, because you have a lot of love to give, sweetheart. Lots of love to give. Thanks for that beautiful testimonial of your own work, Susan. Love you a lot, sweetheart.
I love you too.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Okay, we're going to Allison in Arizona. Hi, sweetheart. You're up. Allison, are you there?
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi. Oh, I'm enjoying the topic.
Good. What can we do for you today?
I don't know how to phrase the question. I guess, do I ask for channeling on creating a new home space for myself?
Okay, so let's ask then what you remember at the first of the show, I said you have to be the frequency, right? Have to, basically, if I said that really simply, you have to feel like you're going to feel after you already have that home space.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? That's your job. That's all of our jobs. If we want to create something, right? We want to feel into, okay, they're giving me a teaching lesson here. So let's say I want to do a movie with a major director and major stars because I'm an actress. Now, I had to do this series so that I could realize I had these conflicting beliefs around the world sees me as less than, so I have to make sure I'm more than. I could not create doing a major feature film with major people while I had those conflicting beliefs going on. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. So there's two conflicting beliefs about this home. The first one, very clearly, they screamed at me, I don't deserve it. Why do you think you don't deserve the home of your dreams, woman?
I just want to be clear. I'm not looking to buy a home. This is just a rental home.
I don't care. I don't. We're working on attracting the home that you love. Why do you think you don't deserve it? And I'm going to your mother.
Yeah, I've had the childhood I had starting literally from about well, I would go as far as prenatal, but certainly from the time of my arrival, my home, or rather my parents' home that I was brought into, was constantly up for upheaval, ending, conflict. It was a very unhappy marriage.
Okay. All right. So you were taught when you were very little, I don't deserve this, and this is the highest word for you. I don't deserve, I can't create safety in a home. So you're keeping yourself in that upheaval now, and the channel would love to invite you to start retraining yourself. Because the truth is that the reality of what's gone on with your parents does not have to be and is not the reality for you right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay?
Right.
Unless you hold yourself in it, that's not the reality in this moment. But you see, oftentimes we keep ourselves in a reality, right, because we're not aware of the things that are running us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. You have to shift your acceptance that you deserve the safety of this home that you want. The second thing, we're going to the sheet, first sheet, second sheet, third sheet, two, five, six, seven. Hold on. I'm getting there. Number seven is, I'm the highest answer. Okay. So you're already healed, like we spoke with. You're already the light. You're already whole, complete, and perfect. You just have to know that and know that you're the highest answer. So if you're the highest answer, everything that you want to create, you just have to get clear about and hold the focus on. But knowing that you're the highest answer isn't possible until you know that you are safe to get the things that you want. Safety is your highest word. So every morning you get up and go, my intention today is to know I'm safe and secure in creating this beautiful place that I want to live. I'm safe. I will be safe there, because you never were safe as a little girl in your home. Do you understand? And so the fear that you're not going to be safe once you create this home is working against you creating this home place that you want. Are you with me?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. So do you know what to do?
Practice a mantra of feeling safe, being safe in my head, in my mind.
Well, yeah, and the feelings are more important than the mantra.
Well,
right?
I'm a words person, so for me, words do help nurture a feeling.
Okay.
If I can actually see the words.
Absolutely.
In my mind.
Because our thoughts create feelings and our thoughts are words. So I get that. You know, just whatever the highest feeling of glorious safety is that you've had in your life, that's what where you want to go.
Uh-huh.
Glorious safety. Okay?
Yep.
Thank you, baby.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Jean in Massachusetts. Hi, babe, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I have good news.
Good.
I do the work. I do listen every week. And I called you earlier in July, feeling extremely depleted, not knowing what it was, thinking it was my adrenal glands, and started acupuncture the next day, and it was not my adrenal glands. I had been overworked because of my tendency to do such a good job. But I worked with one of the managers who kept me out of the dressing room where I was working, let me work out on the floor organizing racks, and told me, if you get tired, go home, and I did, and for a couple of weeks, and but did my 3 days, and asked him if I could go on days instead of afternoons to do stocking, which is when they have more of that work. And I've been doing it for 2 weeks. I feel energized. I feel like I turned my life around. Everything's going beautifully.
Good. Do you see, and I want you to get really clear about this, Jean, because you get it, and then you lose it, and then you get it, and then you lose it. I want you to see, once you got clear of what Jean needed and felt safe to ask for it, how easily you created your life.
Yes.
Yeah, I want everybody to hear this.
Yes, because it took me forever. I was, like, not going to quit. Yeah.
Well, and that's good because, you know, bottom line, I couldn't quit the series. So you chose to. I had to work through whatever it was where we were fighting ourselves.
Yep.
And once we did that, we get to be free.
Yes.
Right? And so I love it when Abraham says, just what takes you guys so dang long to do it? Because we just don't want to give up and go, okay, I know it's something in me. I know I'm holding myself back. You know, let me feel into it. Let me, you know, channel it. Let me find out. Let me work with Dee. Let me do whatever I have to do. Start writing. Maybe I'll write it or start talking to my friend, whatever it is. But my intention is to be free and know I'm safe being there. What do I have to do? And then the world comes forward and goes, oh, okay, she's asking. Now she gets to receive. It's great, great news, Jean.
That's
good
exactly
for you,
how it
baby.
Worked. I asked for the information every day.
Yeah.
And it just happened.
Yep.
It just
and
turned
that's
around.
How it works. But most of us keep going, why can't I, instead of how can I?
Yes.
Okay, baby. Thank you
for
so
that. Much. Love
you. Great lesson for everybody.
Bye-bye.
And we are going to Karen in Toronto. Hi.
Hi, Dee. I'm whispering with this whole show. I love your analogy about coming from the deep and seeing the top of the water. Ooh. I was reminded this week because there was a lot going on, and I was talking to somebody, and when my mom was in transition, I remember flying from Toronto to Vancouver, and it was such a dismal day, and I sat by the seat, and I was feeling low and sad, and all of a sudden, we ascended, and I remember the moment we went through the clouds, and there was this brilliant sunshine, and it hit me so hard. I remembered thinking, oh, my gosh, it doesn't matter how dismal, how gray, how rainy, the sun is always shining above the clouds.
Yes.
And I have been brought to that so many times this week where I just remind myself, it's okay. The sun's always shining. God's always there. Our light is always there. And to let go, you know, let Jesus take the wheel.
Yeah, let go and let God. There's a, you know, we can say it spiritually, you know, as soon as you let go, you give up your resistance, and then the whole universe supports you in what you want. That's what let go, let God means. The thing that people unfortunately don't put together with that you have, Karen, is that you're part of the God that lets go and you're part of the God that creates. So you have to let go of the part of the God of you that is resisting the God that wants to create what you want. It's all God. And that's the, you know, that is no separatism like they were. It's just so fascinating to me how this political arena is playing out all of the incredible spiritual lessons that are up for people right now. Are you going to hold on to the racism and the slavery and the bigotry that has been passed down cellularly since the beginning of our country? And again, the beginning of our country is all about we're better than you are, England, so we're going to make our own country and stand divided against you. All these things are very, very metaphorical, but very instilled in who we are. And it is time now for the divine feminine to come forward in love and equality and balance into power. And that's exactly what you're talking about. But I think that's beautiful what the channel just brought forward, is it's all God. So let's get the God of us, who easily creates, integrated together with all of our light and who we are, so that we just allow, you know, we're the plane that breaks through into the light. We're the body that allows the current to bring us up to the surface. And then we flow smoothly and effortlessly. Is there a specific thing you wanted to ask about, Karen?
I was wanting to know if the channel had something specific for me, because I'm just stepping, I'm in observer mode. And
you're what?
I'm in observer mode.
Uh-huh.
And I know that I'm experiencing, and I'm grateful because people come forward in the job that I do every day and remind me that I am exactly, you know, all I need to be is love. And I get experience after experience with that. And then I look at my situation and I experience financial lack, and I'm thinking, okay, that's telling me there's still something I need to let go.
Because you don't love money, honey. God loves money, because money's just energy, and you're God. So why don't you love money? Again, the word safety comes up. Good grief, guys. Why are you not safe with money? Why are you afraid you're going to lose it?
I don't know.
Well, go to your mom. What did your mom teach you when you were little? There was one compelling thing that happened when you were little, they're saying, around money. And it was a small little child lesson, but it was huge in the way you look at money now. Can you pull it up? What was your mother's message to you about money?
There's never enough.
Okay. So basically, they're taking me to a core belief. If there's never enough, then you can't make it, because you are dedicated to creating that belief, Karen, that there's never enough. Do you understand? If you have the belief that there's never enough, you cannot possibly make enough or more than enough, because you have to live that belief. But the higher belief is, I can never be God. You can't create that. Your mom said, I can't create that. We can't create that. We're just lucky. Our job's created, or people give it to us, or it falls into us, but we're not responsible for it. We don't have any power over it. And that's why you're scared. When you know that you have power, guys, and you know that you're the creation of it, then there's no fear. But come back to love. Love money. Love money. Love money. You know you love having money. Love being safe with money. And most of all, love the idea that you know you can create it.
Yes. I want to be a blessing with money.
Okay. So I am a blessing with money.
Okay.
I bless money. Money blesses me, because if you say you want to, that puts it in the future, and the future is always in the future, Karen.
It says,
come on, guys, you know these principles.
Yes,
you know
yes.
them. We got to start living them, okay? So
okay.
I want you to do a lot of imagery, but just see money falling from the sky and you and your little girl out there, like it's chocolate or your favorite thing, falling from the sky and going yippee and throwing it up in piles and just having the greatest time with that. Okay?
Thank you, Dee. I love you, and thank you for all you do. Bless you.
Thank you. Thanks, Karen. Well, we got through a lot of calls today. My apologies if I did not get to you, but know that in this call, your question was answered. Stop. Take time when we get off. Say, how does this apply to me? My intention is to get the answer now. I'm on board. All of me is on board with the God part of me that wants the answer and the freedom around my question. Until we meet again, love yourselves. Love yourselves and love yourselves more as the glorious gods you are. Because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.